This is Fresh Air. Before they performed as a duo in Montreal in 1990, jazz guitarist Jim Hall and bassist Charlie Hayden had recorded only once together as sidemen with Ornette Coleman 20 years earlier. The album of their 1990 concert is now out. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's an unofficial memorial album. Hall passed away last December and Hayden in July.
Jim Hall and bassist Charlie Hayden on a tune Hayden loved, Ornette Coleman's blues Turnaround. If you think it's cynical to release a 24-year-old recording by two recently deceased jazz greats, know that it was already in the works when they were alive. Of all the great jazz bass players, Hayden was maybe the slowest. He could play fast when he wanted to, but he loved to let tuneful long notes ring out. The witty richness of his tone comes through even when he's amplified. Hayden on a song he hadn't recorded before, Hoagie Carmichael's Skylark, an old favorite of Jim Hall's. Hayden and Hall didn't travel in the same circles, though for a while they led parallel lives. Both came from the Midwest and had early success with forward-looking groups in L.A. in the 50s before moving to New York. And both were inspired by so-called hillbilly music. The Haydens had a family band, and Hall had a guitar-playing uncle. Later, they'd both work folk strains into their improvised music. Jim Hall evoking Charlie Hayden's old boss, Ornette Coleman. Hall had studied composition, and he thought like a composer while soloing. He always tried to make a unified statement. On Thelonious Monk's Bemsha Swing, Hall will take a small motif, improvise variations on it till it turns into a new figure, and then work variations on that. The album Charlie Hayden, Jim Hall also lets Hall show off as a rhythm guitarist. When jazz musicians play basic blues or folk material, they often gussy it up, and these guys do a bit of that. But Hall's old-school folk guitar strumming makes an effective frame for Hayden's bass singing a melody. This is Jim Hall's Down from Antigua. It's good to hear informal conversations between great musicians. These two obviously hadn't worked out much in advance. It's not the best thing either one ever did. But since Jim Hall loved playing duets with bass, and Charlie Hayden loved duos with guitarists, and Hall thought of bass as an extension of guitar, and Hayden could sound like he was picking a giant six string, this 1990 meeting was a good idea waiting to happen. But not so good that the album came out before now.